Welcome to Kids of a Kids Rob, the Simin Kuf Mem Dal, the halachas of honoring one's Rebbe, a Zokin, a Tamar Chochom, a Koyin, Sif. Hey, over here, the Kitzur tells us that when a Tamar Chochom has something to sell, we don't let anyone else in that marketplace sell what the Tamar Chochom is selling until the Tzaddik sells what he's selling first. But this halach only applies when there are no goyim that are selling the same thing. But if there are goyim that are selling the same thing, then the Talmud Chacham does not get precedence because he's not going to gain anything if you stop the other Jews from selling. And then you're just causing the other Jews the loss of not being able to compete with the goyim. Maybe that's why the Chafetz Chaim closed down his shop early every day. He only worked for like an hour or two to allow the other Yidden in the market a chance to be able to sell whatever he was also selling. In Sif Vav, the Kitzur tells us, someone who is recognized as a Talmud Chacham in that generation, even if he's not the Gadol Hadar, he knows how to learn. He knows how to get involved in a Torah discussion. And he understands most areas of Shas and Poiskim. I mean, he actually understands most of the subjects discussed in the Gemara and the Poiskim, not just parroting out whatever is already printed. And his main occupation is Torah. Even if he has a small craft or small business where he can make his parnasa, but not enough to become wealthy. He does work during the day, but he's not working to be rich, he's working to live. And whenever he has spare time, he uses that to learn. So he would still be included as a recognized Talmud Chacham. The halacha with any of these people, Lav Dafka that he's in Kollel, it could be a businessman who learns with his spare time. Mitzad HaDin, he is potter from paying any taxes or mechosim, levies, any government taxes, even if he is wealthy. If he happens to be wealthy, he's just not working to be wealthy. Right? Normally, we charge taxes to the townspeople to provide a shmira for them, but Talmid Chachamim do not require a governmental shmira because they have Torah. Ein shmira ka Torah. Even if there is an individual tax, everyone else in the city is chayav to cover his taxes. That's me'ikar adin. But in practice, everything depends on, practically, the officials of the town. Some places, taka, let Talmid Chachamim off from paying taxes, but in other places, the minhag is to only let off the people who are learning Torah full-time and don't work for a living at all. Because it's hard for someone who's working to draw the line when to do business just enough to meet his family's needs and not to become wealthy. That's a very gray area. How do you know if he's mamash learning every moment that he could possibly have free? And the Shach and the Ruch HaShulchan bring this down. The Kitzur says that it's up to the officials of every town to decide whether this particular Talmud Chacham qualifies for the exemption. We have documentation of the Baal Shem Tov being exempt from taxes. In any event, it's if Zion, the Kitzur tells us, that a Talmud Chacham, who is mezalzel in mitzvahs and doesn't have Yir Shemayim, he has the same din as everyone else in the community. So he doesn't get off from taxes. Or any other chiyuv covered in Yura. In Sif, Chesdiket tells us that a Koyin and Yisrael, who have the same amount of Torah wisdom, they're both Talmid Chachamim, on the same Madrego, or they're equally Amaratim for that matter, there's a mitzvah Saseim and HaTorah to give preference to the Koyin. The Koyin comes first, because the Pasuk says, Viki Dashtoi, and you shall be Mekadesh to the Koyin, and the Chachamim are Midayik, that the Kohen comes first with every inyan of Kedusha. Meaning in any situation where you can make him more prominent than others, than non-Kohadim, you should be Mekadeshim. He should be the first to be called up for an Aliyah. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah. That actually the Kohen is not allowed to turn down. If he's called up for the first Aliyah, he has to take it. He could turn down the first piece of apple pie, but not an Aliyah. In fact, for Shalom, the Chazal were Mesakin, that the Kohen always gets called up first, even if there is a greater Talmud Chacham in Shul. Kohen gets first, and then Levi, and then Chassam Sefer brings down, the Ashishi is the big Aliyah, but then the Yisraelim, the Talmid Chachamim. The Kohen should be the spokesperson whenever there's a gathering in town, assuming everyone is on the same level of Talmid Chachamim. He should be the first to speak, to say his drasha. He should sit in yeshiva, rather, he should be the first to be able to say his piece. At a suda, he also has priority. He says, "Amoitzi berchazamozon." he gets a nice portion before all the other guests, unless there's a Yisrael there who is a bigger Talmid Chacham than the Kohen. Then the Chacham gets first, followed by the Kohen. Magen Avraham is misboil why people aren't noyeg to give the best piece to the Kohen nowadays. By Suda, you know, we do the first Aliyah, but why don't we give the, you know, the first piece of apple pie to the Kohen? He does bring a Meirahet, but Mr. Brewer says that ideally, one should definitely serve the Kohen the best piece first. However, if the Kohen divides, he has some sort of a partnership property with Yisrael or a Levi for that matter, then the Yisrael and Levi, they don't have to give him the nicer share. They're in a business, they can divide it equally because that wouldn't be covered to give the Kohen the nicer share because anyone who looks at the nicer chelek of the property, he's never going to see simen bracha from that property. It's Gemara in Psachim on Nunam Abayz. So the only reason we don't give it to him is because that's not actually considered a covet. When there's no Kohen available, then it's better to give a preference to Levi over Yisrael if they are the same level of Talmid Chachamim. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. Now it's good to give the Levi before Yisrael when it comes to Hamotzi, benching, getting the nice piece, the nicest piece of apple pie first. He gets the first distribution of tzedakah. Since he gets an aliyah before Yisrael, he also gets these other kibudim before Yisrael. In Sif Tastikitz, it tells us, it's usur to be mishtamesh, to use a koyin, even nowadays. Even a koyin is not allowed to use another koyin. It has the din of being me'ila, of misappropriating hekdesh. The pasuk says, v'kidashtoi ki es lechem aleikecha hu makriv. And even now, when we don't have karbanas, the kohen still has his kedusha. And that's why a kohen can't marry a grusha, and he can't go into pesach vars, make himself tameh. If a kohen wants, he can be meichel on his kavod, because that kahuna is his, and he's allowed to pass on the kavod offered to him and give it over to Yisrael. He's allowed to let a Yisrael be mishtamesh with him. Mr. Brewer brings down a slightly stricter shita that the Kohen is only allowed to be Meichel as long as he's getting some sort of a benefit, even if it's not payment, but some sort of a covered. But if it's just a demeaning work, there is a shita that holds that would be usher, and the Kohen can't be Meichel that, and one should be Machmer, even if a Kohen is Meichel, to not do anything demeaning with him. A Kohen is definitely allowed to honor a Yisrael. If a Kohen is hosting a Suda, he could give a Yisrael the first piece of apple pie. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.